Come out to Dillon Brothers Harley-Davidson and experience the power of the new Milwaukee 8 engine. Just a few minutes on a 2017 touring bike is all it takes. Book your test ride today. Dillon Brothers. Grab your freedom. Come on, let's ride.
So, yesterday, College World Series action. Obviously, TCU beat A&M 4-1. Florida 5-1 over Louisville. Tonight, LSU, Florida State, 6 o'clock. Our pregame coverage right here on 1620 The Zone will begin at 5:40. John Bishop, Kevin Kugler, Gary Sharp on the call. So just one game today, one game tomorrow, and then we're in studio here again tomorrow. Then we're back at the Omaha Baseball Village on Friday afternoon as the College World Series rolls on. Fingers crossed. We've kept the weather has been solid so far. Hopefully, everything stays just fine there. You know it's crazy when this was like the second drama filled story of the day. Did you see? So, Bob Elliott, longtime veteran coach who worked with Diaco, who was hired in winter to coach the defensive backs. It was announced that due to some health concerns, Elliott has been removed from an on field coach and will be a defensive backs analyst now. So this means Nebraska will be on their 8th defensive backs coach in 8 years. So certainly a lot of changing taking place there. Scott Booker will take his place. And Nebraska is extremely fortunate that Booker was sitting right there ready to step in. And he's been the defensive ends coach and special teams coach at Notre Dame from 2012 to 2016. He does have a good reputation as a recruiter, so the fact that he can step in, help with special teams, recruit right away is good. Plus, he's been around, so he's familiar with the scheme, the staff, the players, the vision of the program, all that good stuff. Now, hopefully everything's okay with Bob Elliott. I mean, I always get concerned whenever there's health stuff that hits that requires immediate changes. Always a little bit concerning. He's still going to be around, but in the meantime, Scott Booker, pretty good fallback coach, for lack of a better term, to have in the bullpen right there, ready to rock and roll to take over. Statement here from Coach Riley saying, "We are sorry to see Bob Elliott leave our full-time on-field staff today. Bob's a wonderful man and a great football coach, and he's built a great rapport with our staff and the players in our program. We respect Bob's decision, and we are confident that he will continue to have a positive impact on the program." Goes on to talk about Booker, saying, quote, "It's an unusual time to make a coaching hire, but we're fortunate that Scott worked with our staff this past spring and brings great experience and energy to our program. We are confident that he will add to our program as a coach, teacher, and recruiter." So, a lot of moving and shaking there, and I think after all the dust settles, I think it's a decent situation, all things considered, for that defense. Also, according to Sean Callahan, he was the first to report this, linebacker, redshirt freshman Greg Simmons is leaving the Nebraska football program. Never played a snap, but according to Sean Callahan, Greg Simmons is on the move. He was a 3-star recruit from Florida, and he is leaving. And so you talk about a lot going on. In one day, you had your defensive backs coach, due to health concerns, have to no longer be an on-field coach, and so you have to slide in a new defensive backs coach. Your prized recruit in a lot of ways, and Keyshawn Johnson Jr., who was really the catalyst for the Calabrasca movement, the great PR for everything that's going on in California, he is taking a leave of absence and leaving Nebraska in the hopes to, quote, mature, according to his father, in the wake of a pot bust that he got caught with marijuana in his dorm. And then you have a linebacker leave. That's a lot to have happen in one day. And, you know, we've talked about this Keyshawn Johnson Jr. stuff, and Ralph emails in, nick@1620thezone.com. He says, "Let's remember when Keyshawn Johnson Jr. was being recruited. People talked about him being a decent player with a big upside. His biggest attribute was from a recruiting angle. He had connections and influence on current recruits and future recruits. From a selfish Nebraska football view, we need Keyshawn to reconcile with the program somehow and have no negative PR as a result of this. From a life perspective, I hope he works through his issues and gives himself a future on and, more importantly, off the field. Great show, Nick. This is from Ralph. And there are some things in there that are true. Because I remember, I've asked, you know, whether it's Robin Washit or Brian Christofferson, you know, our 2K TV boys, like a lot of our local guys that we have that cover the football team. One of the questions I always posed was, will Keyshawn Johnson Jr. have more of an impact on the field in his career at Nebraska or off it? In terms of just being what Ralph was talking about, great PR for California, has great influence on future recruits and kind of continuing to cultivate and foster that Calabrasca connection there. And so I think it is interesting if Keyshawn doesn't come back, which at this point, I would say at this point, I would kind of be surprised if he came back. You know, what does that do to the whole Calabrasca movement? Now, ultimately, I still think, although Keyshawn Johnson Jr. had the big name, nothing moves the needle like quarterbacks. So I think for that California connection, that Calabrasca connection, for Nebraska to continue to drop anchor in California and pluck kids out of there, I think one of Patrick O'Brien or Tristan Jebbia needs to have a big impact on the program. Because there's still nothing quite like a quarterback and all the notoriety, all the pub, all the fame that they can bring to a program. But yet we'll see what happens now with Keyshawn Johnson Jr. You know, like what's happening with what's his scholarship status at Nebraska? What is his eligibility status? Like, is this going to just be counted as like a redshirt year? Does it, like, I'm really interested kind of what the ins and outs of this situation ultimately are with this quote unquote leave of absence. You know, and on Twitter, at Amigos Ranch, which is always, you know, shout out to Amigos Ranch, says, Keyshawn doesn't have problems. So many high-level college athletes party and smoke weed. Something else is up. That's certainly one way to react to it. I mean, I think we're all probably guilty of going, what's really the deal here? All right, 1 hour in the books, 2 to go. Coming up next, mailbag. Get your questions for me to Corey at 1620thezone.com. Best email questions going to Lunch for Four to Zio's. We'll do it next.